Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from DaBronx here in New York City. Last week, I had an episode on the vocation crisis. And one of the things I talked about that is the worries about changing certain things in relationship to churches, discipline, celibacy, and et cetera, you know, around that topic. Unbeknownst to me, you know, after I recorded that episode, there was the fallout from the Pope Benedict, Cardinal Sarah book and all the rickamaroo and different factions within the church coming out of the woodworks to speak about a book that really hasn't even been released in full. So, and the topic of that book is on celibacy and the priesthood and a variety of other things in relationship to that aspect of the priesthood. And the fallout over the 48 hours after that announcement was just crazy. And I was following it on Facebook and Twitter and other places, but the epicenter was really Twitter. And it was nuts. To say it was of imprudence on a variety, I can't say everyone involved, that's a little melodramatic, but from these quote-unquote factions, and let's be honest, there are factions within the church. There are people that have certain ideas of what the church should be, what the church ought to be, what the church should be, and I dare say even what they believe the church needs to be, and then they work for that church and not the church as it is in the here and now. And that gives rise to many different problems. One of them being factionalism, because if you're speaking about things that hinder upon their idyllic aspect of the church, what they hold up as an idol of the church, well, then you're an enemy. You know, they got to work against you and et cetera. And this is for all the different factions based on political lines and et cetera. And as I was stewing on this and putting out words and comments and saying, hey, let's be patient about these things. Let's like be prudent about it. Let's like wait for the book to come out. Let's, you know, give it a chance. I mean, Pope Benedict and Cardinal Sarah are pretty smart guys. Why don't we just try to test all things and keep what is good, as St. Paul teaches us in his letter to the Thessalonians. I have been currently reading a book called Tyrant, Shakespeare on Politics, from Stephen Greenblatt. I put pictures up on social media stuff, so you can see pictures of that recently on my social media pages and et cetera. And I love Shakespeare. And in this particular, he's a Shakespeare scholar, this Stephen Blatt, and he's looking through the different plays of Shakespeare and going through that theme of politics, and each one on the chapter on party politics, where he's looking at the War of the Roses in the mind of William Shakespeare. There's a line, I think, that is really sort of offers us an insight into our own issues and drama and factionalism in the church during our current time. And let's not kid ourselves. Factionalism has been in there since the beginning, since the Council of Jerusalem. So this is nothing new under the sun here. But Stephen writes, I should say Professor Stephen, he's got a PhD, wrote this. Each party naturally seeks power, but seeking power becomes itself the expression of rage. I crave the power to crush you. Rage generates insults, and insults generate outrageous actions, and outrageous actions in turn heighten the intensity of the rage. It all begins to spiral out of control. Everything does not fall apart at once. There is still a social order in place, however. And that is true within the church. There is a social structure in the church that allows her to keep going, and we always remember the foundation is that the gates of hell shall not sort of be victorious over the church. But there's a lot of insults and innuendos and et cetera that come from this place of rage. And Stephen's looking at the beginning of the trilogy on the War of the Roses in the mind of William Shakespeare and how it begins between the two main, you know, factions, between a dispute about the law. And you never know what the dispute is. You just know later there was a dispute. And instead of compromising and trying to understand the other and et cetera, it turns into insults, which just feeds rage. And it's sort of an infinite loop. It just feeds in on itself and you're locked into it. And then, of course, out of that rises a whole bunch of nasty things like despots and demagogues and all that sort of stuff. But this, even these innuendo-based insults are obviously utterly un-Christian. But we need to be aware of ourselves on how our rage is fueling these sort of fights. And they're not even dialogues. They're not even discussions. They're literally like a slobber knocker of a fight. If I can grab some language from World Wrestling Entertainment, you know, good old slash and slobber knocker. We need to be able to understand how our rage is impacting us. Like, what is it that makes us mad in relationship to these discussions? What sort of maybe sacred button or sacred idol within our mind and our heart is being pushed by the other? And it might be that they, you know, are acting in an uncharitable way. Oh, well, so what? Be aware of what is coming out of your heart. What is pouring forth from your heart and how is it impacting the world around you? We all, and I mentioned this in several other podcasts before in a variety of different ways in my social media ministry work, you know, we all have to address the notion of idolatry in our heart. And even with the things of God, we can take certain aspects and elements and raise them up to an idyllic level, and then they become our idol instead of God himself or instead of the church itself. Like I mentioned, people have ideas of what the church ought to be, needs to be, should be, has to be. And next thing you know, they come into conflict with somebody that holds maybe different perspectives. And instead of talking about and refining one's ideas in relationship to the other and bringing about sort of that true notion of solidarity, they set into their camps, they reach out to people that support their views, and then they just lob missiles at each other. And of course, rage being the necessary fuel that keeps this fight going. And that's why patience is of the utmost importance. I didn't see much patience in relationship to this announcement of this book by Cardinal Sarah that had Pope Benedict XVI's name attached to it. He did write a chapter to it. A lot of commentaries and pundits and et cetera coming out on a thing that wasn't even fully released yet. So instead of saying, hey, everyone, let's just slow down. Let's just trust in the Spirit's work right now. And when a book comes out, let's review it and see what's happening with it. And like St. Paul teaches us, test all things, keep what is good. But in that 48 hours of craziness, it says a lot more about the people making the comments than about what they're commenting about. It's really, it's like, you know, when you preach, you're really revealing yourself. You know, a preacher can never really truly hide themselves in front of the people that they're preaching to. It's always sort of a revelatory act, revelatory of God, but also revelatory of the self of the preacher. So I just want to put this out there, a call for patience in relationship to maybe the little idols in our life and allowing those act of patience to see what our idols are in relationship to maybe the church and our notions of God and et cetera, and how these things, when they are challenged or pushed or et cetera, cause sort of an increase of rage and that destructiveness that comes about from a rage that is not addressed in a fully virtuous way. So I thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're on a platform that has a like button, click that also. If you want more of my content, you can head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my YouTube channel, Catholic Stand articles, blog posts. You can also email me through that website and click on links that take you to other social media things that I use. All this is on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.